USA Radio News.
Protests are taking place outside the office of Broward County Supervisor Brenda Snipes. Folks are not happy with her and the vote counting procedure and the fact that 80,000 votes were found by the county the day after the election. Meanwhile, Snipes says they're doing the best they can.
We ran 22 sites. We ran 14 days. We ran 12 hours. We had a big vote by mail. So don't try to turn it around to make it seem like I'm making comedy out of this.
Today, before heading off to France with the First Lady, President Trump signed a proclamation blocking certain immigrants from claiming asylum. The ACLU in Northern California is already challenging that ruling. The president spoke to reporters about the plan.
People can come in, but they have to come in through the ports of entry. And that, to me, is a very important thing.
Do check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from the hit podcast Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Bolt on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
No clear motive emerged after a Marine Corps veteran opened fire in a Southern California bar, killing 12 people late Wednesday. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andrew Fox joined Fox News and said we had some clear warning signs from the individual.
It's really unfortunate because obviously there was a time in this young man's life where he was serving our country honorably, as I understand it. And as many times with the men and women we send into combat, they develop mental health issues. And in this particular case, apparently it got to the point where it seriously impacted his judgment, and it led to the tragic loss of several lives, including his. I think it's important to remember not just the sergeant and the victims, but the assailant has a family.
And in the Arizona Senate race, Democrat Kyrsten Sinema has about a 10,000 vote edge over her competitor, Republican Martha McSally. Still about 400,000 votes to be counted in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Get ready for colder weather and take an extra 15% off. Give outerwear and boots for the family. Give Harry Potter sweatshirts and hoodies. And with an extra 15% off, a 6-quart Instant Pot is just $93.49. Plus, only at Kohl's, you get Kohl's cash to spend later. The more you give, the more Kohl's cash you get. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid November 7th through 15th with promo code KICKOFF15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Acting U.S. Attorney General Matt Whitaker faces calls from more than a dozen state attorney generals that he recuse himself from the Justice Department's Russia investigation. Congressman Louis Gohmert joined Fox Business and says all this talk about Sessions resigning, everyone knew it was happening.
Well, the Democrats ought to love it because they should have seen that this was coming. And I love Jeff Sessions. He's a fine, decent, moral, ethical man. And I think he was a little naive in not appreciating the people that worked for Rosenstein that wanted to diminish him in the president's eyes and gave him bad advice, including to recuse himself. He relied too heavily on the advice of people he called career, but I would say were Democrat operatives, just been there a while. But I was a little surprised. Matthew Whitaker is a great guy. He's a wonderful man. But Democrats ought to be loving Matt because his job as chief of staff to Jeff Sessions was to look out for Jeff Sessions. And he did not keep him away from the bad advice of people that wanted to destroy Jeff. Mm-hmm. And so they ought to love the fact that Matt's been raised. He didn't do a good job protecting his boss, Jeff.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.